Learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting from a two dots around 10 lines from the top. Saying the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, Echad Shehu Ben Tes Shon V'Yevechad VeEchad Shehu Ben Esrim Shol Hevi Shtei Saris have the same halacha. That means the Mishnah talked about halacha of a 9-year-old who does Yibum and it's not considered a full Yibum. So the same thing is a 20-year-old also Shol Hevi Shtei Saris is the same halacha. He's a katan. A 20-year-old can be a katan and Shol Hevi Shtei Saris. Let's state in the Mishnah. Says in the Braisa, Ben Esrim Shonosh Shlahivi Shtei Cyrus. If you have a 20-year-old that didn't have Shtei Cyrus yet, Yiviu Raya Shu Ben Esrim. Let him bring a Raya that he's 20. Vahu Asaris, and he's a Saris. Lecholitz Lamiyab No Chalitza No Yibum. So you see, in our Mishnah it says he's like a 9-year-old, which means you have to wait until he gets to Esaris. It means when he's 20, it's still not Lechayos of Yavim. We're waiting to see if he's a god or not. And here it says Lechayos of Yavim. It's Potter. The same thing with a Bas Esrim Shana, a girl who's 20 years old, Shlahevish to Esaris. Yaviyu Raya Shibas Esrim. I'll bring Raya, she's 20. Vihi Islandess, and she's Islandess. Lechayos of Yavim. They don't do Chalitza or Yavim. So the Kasha is, our Mishnah's Mashma, 20-year-old, still a Kotan. And here it says, when you hit 20, then you're a Saris, and you're a Godel who's a Saris. We even have Mechlekes 4 of works to Mafreya, then, like upon him, you're a Godel or a Godel. So, if you want a partial tarot, so you realize in the Braisa, there's extra words there. Who are Saris, or who are Islanders, what does that mean? So, Hitma Allah, Amrav Shua, Yitzchak Amarav, Vahu Shanel Deloy Simani Saris, a big chilek. If there's a 20-year-old who has to be Saris, and the person has Simone Saris, so then Taka Tzarai is a Godel, and he's not going to have Shtei Saris. Mashiach in our Mishnah is talking about he has no Simone Saris, so there he might still be a Godel. Hamurava Dekanami, Tony, who has Saris, the Lashon Brises, who has Saris. Shemami Noah, that he has to have Simone Saris as well. Zokti Gemara, Vachilinodlo, Simone Saris, like our Mishnah's case, there's no Simone Saris. What's the sheer when you say he's finally a Godel, even though he doesn't have Shtei Saris? Ad Kamo. Tani Ravichiad, Rav Shnoisav, till Rav of his years. What was Rav of his years? Yeah, we know from Tillim, Yimeshin Hussein Behem Shivim Shana, 70 years. Rav Shnoisav, when he hits 36 years, then the halacha is he's a gadol no matter what, even if he has no Saris, and even if he has no Simani Saris. You also can make the Rava, when someone is to come in front of Rava, or Rav Chia, as the Gersa Sam, they were out Saris when he was 20, and he did not have Simani Saris. So he used to try to see if he could ascertain what's the reason he doesn't have Shtei Saris. So Ikachosh, if he was very shvach, he wasn't eating enough, I'm like, Zilu Avriu, go eat more steak. Vibari, if he was zaftik, I'm like, Zilu Achashu, go lose some weight. The Hani Simonim, Zimim Denatri Machmas Kishusha, the Simonim, sometimes they fall out, Machmas being weak, Zimim Denatri Machmas Kishusha, sometimes it's being too fat. Therefore, the first thing is, you start working on your health, and then we'll see what the story is, because that's the step number one, the first. When you go to a doctor, the first thing they try to see is if you're healthy, if you're eating healthy, if you're not overweight or underweight, and then after that, you can worry about to see if he's a Saras or not. Hadron, Allah, Ha'isha, Rabbah, Blineda, for those that finished it. Now we're starting a new parak. Parak Noisim al Hanusa. Zok the Mishnah. Noisim al Hanusa val Mafuta, which means if someone has a shalom as ma'anis or mafata someone, Ruim was mafata a lady, the halacha is, he's allowed to marry that lady's sister in a marriage. Why? Because it's not considered his relative. Because just because he's ma'anis someone, doesn't get a kirvus or ishus with that lady. And therefore, he's allowed to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter. There's no relation now with that anusa. So, noisim anusa v'amafuta. But on the other hand, the opposite is pashut, it's also. Ha'inis v'fata anasua, chai. But if you're married to someone, if someone's married to Rachel, and he's ma'anis leah, the loch is chayiv misa because I'm chayiv sistoy. He didn't marry her, but oynis ofata al nasu was chayiv. No chayalocha. What? So he's married to Rachel and he's ma'anis Leah.
Right.
Leah is a panu, is a panuya. Still, he's chayiv misa because of chayiv sistoy. Or if he's ma'anis Rachel's mother, his mother-in-law, even though she's a panuya, he's chayiv misa. Why? Because of the relative. So even though you didn't marry that person, just ma'anis is chayiv. So if you're ma'ana someone, you're not related to the relatives. Mashenka, the other way you are. Mashenka, if you have a wife, then you're not ma'ana to the relatives. It's obviously never let ma'ana someone, but here you chayiv misa al stat, it's a arayis. Then the end of the Mishnah says, If his father was ma'ala someone one time, he's allowed to marry her because they never had an ishus together. Anusa of mfutas avav, or anusa b'nai mfutas b'nai. A father can marry the anusa of his son or the mfuta of his son. The difference between oinus and mafata is oinus is someone forcefully forces someone to have beer with him, and mafata means he convinces that person even though she didn't want. Rabbi Yehuda also b'anusa of mfutas avav. Yehuda holds that there is an iser. Ba'anusas of him, a futas of him. Danusa, or the futa of the father, is aser. And we'll see later on, at the end of the Amid, we dash from Psukim. The Elam probably remembers it from Daf Dalet, but if not, we'll see from Psukim, the anusa of futas of him, we'll see, Rav Yehuda has a makar for that. Zokta Maravaita. Tanina loha. The first law in the Mishnah is the Brisa brings it out first in a clear way. Tanina loha, Tan Rabbanon. Anas Isha, if someone's Ba'anas Isha, Mutalisa Bita, you'll let him marry her daughter. Nasi Isha, if someone married Isha, then Asar Lisa Bita. It's fine. Asar Lisa Bita. Nasa Isha, Asar Lisa Bita. You could, if someone marries the Isha, then you can't marry the daughter. That means if you're Ma'anis Isha, Mut Lisa Bita. But Nasa Isha, Asar Lisa Bita Pasha. For a minute, I'm asking you a kasha.
What's it going to do with Ma'anis, sir?
What?
How did it teach Ma'anis, sir?
It's the same thing. Ma'anis also. It's same, you don't have to have, it's Davav Galisa. It's even Ma'anis also. It, once you're married to someone, then you're related to the relatives. V'raminu asked you a kasha. We had a mishnah before. Hanitan mina isha asur beima uvita v'achaisa. We had this halacha brought down at the end of the second parak. It's from a tesefta. Hanitan mina isha. If someone is, there's a chash, he's mizana with certain isha. Asur beima uvita v'achaisa. You're not allowed to marry her mother, or her sister, or her daughter. So what do you see? You see over there, even though it's just an oinus, you know, just ma'anus, the halacha is that you can't marry the ima bito achaisa. And for the Gemara, no, it's only midrash rabbanon. That's only midrash rabbanon. That is only midrash rabbanon. What's the midrash rabbanon? Because we worry that if you're going to marry her relative, then you're going to be mizana with her again, because you're close to her. And now, if you marry her relative, you'll be married now to her mother, so she's going to be around all the time. And therefore, there's a chashas rabbanon, you'll be mezana with her. Therefore, we don't allow anyone to marry her relative. So it's not really issa medin arayis, it's din medin rabbanon. So that's pshat, that's the answer to the stira. Freit the Gemara, but our Mishnah says, noisim ala nusva mafuta, it's mashma lechatrila. V'chayichidike esurim medin rabbanon, tani noisim lechatrila, it says noisim lechatrila. It says our Mishnah, you're allowed to marry lechatrila. What do you mean? Here we're saying it's issa rabbanon. And for the Gemara, Kitamis is Machamisa. Amisa will Achamisa, which means Lechatchila you're allowed to marry the relative of the Anusa Mafuta after Misa, because there is no chashash to get together again, and Al's relative is no Issa. But Al Oinus Mafat Al Nasua is Chayiv even Lachamisa. That means if you're married to someone, you can't marry a mother or a daughter even after Misa. The only thing is that Achoisa you would be able to marry. So it comes out, our Mishnah is after when Ima beat on relatives, because Achoisa you could marry after Misa. If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the parak says, Noisa Anusa, La Acha, Sha'onas, Pitas Isha, Mutalisa, Bita, Vachoisa, Vima. We're not talking about Achoisa really anymore, because now we said it's called Achamisa, so Lachamisa, the second half of the Mishnah, would not be Mutter, it wouldn't be Chayiv, so Rashi is going to have Mina must be. So, how do you know, Taka, that you are allowed to marry the relative of the Anusa Mafuta? How do you know? We take it for granted, but how do you know? Not immediately. Torah Rabbanon. It says in Brais. Kulam Nemar, by all the Rais, says Lashon Shchiva. Ish Ash Yishkav as Doidosoi, Lashon like that. It says Yishkav always. But by these Asurim, by Bita and Achoisa, it says Lashon Sikach. Kulam Nemar Shchiva, Vekana Mekicha, Loim Aloch, Derech Lekuch and Osra Torah. To teach us that Derech Lekuch and Osra Torah. For example, it says Ish Kikach es Isha ves Ima ve Isha lachos le Sikach. This is also in Sikach, so that teaches us that in order to have the Issa started, the first wife has to be through a Kikach, has to be through a Kedushin and a Suin. And then you could have afterwards the Isser of Achosah. Mashenke by Ma'anis, not Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. You tell me Lekuchin means Dafka Derech Lekuchin? Not true. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. El Miata Gav Achosah, someone's sister. Tell me now, for your sister, it's only Osir, so with the Kedushim, not with the Derech Shchiva? Of course, that's not true. So Amalei, he answered, Lekuchin Ksivir Torah, Stam. It says Lekuchin. Haroi Lekicha, Kicha, Haroi Shchiva, Shchiva, which means like this, that you're right. It's not Mukach, that Kicha means Kicha. In the case where it's your sister, we know that there it's Osir anyway. But in a case where it go two ways, that the Torah says, picked Kicha Sera Shchiva, so then we understand that it has to be through Kedushin. This is what Taisa speaks out. Taisa Dimash Haroi says, Melaiksev Lashon Shchiva, Masma Ludrosha, Derech Kuchnu Dasa, Lekach Balamayit Oinsim. Aber Kicha Sera Chaisa, ring you Taisa, Kicha Sera Chaisa, Yehosom Lek Elamiti, Shirot Le Kicha Shchiva. The Kuram Yodi, Dein Kedushin Taisa Machaisa. Dear Evan Chaf, no Kedushin Taisa Machaisa. So that's why over there it's clear what it means. So Akaponim, Haroi Lekicha Kicha means, Haroi Shchiva means that if it could be two ways, then it's a Raya. But if not, it's not a Raya. So here, By Achaisa or Bita, we could go two ways. So we darshan from the word Kicha that it's only Aser if the first wife is through Kedushin and Nisun. Rav Amar, a different Makar, that by Aines, Yimutar in the relatives. Rav Amar, Onas Isha Mutli Sabita, Mahachav in this Pasuk, says in the Pasuk, it's a stira. One Pasuk Siv, Ervas Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha, Le Sigalit. Smashma, only your Ainikal that's through your own child is it Aser. The grandfather's Aser, his Ainikal, only if it's through his child. But your wife's grandchildren are mutter to you. V'chsev says another pasuk. Every isha bita loisigale is bas benov is bas bita loisikach. There it says even your wife's grandchildren. So it's tira. Haketzad kam ba'intzim kam b'nesuin. By nesuin. So then it's also even if you're married to a lady, even her granddaughter. But if you're ma'anis a lady, then her granddaughter is mutter to you. Unless it comes from you, that's bas bincha. But the dik is bas bita's mutam. So do you see, klar, that ba intzim, you're not also to her relatives. Maybe the pasuk it says that's usher for her grandchildren, not related to you. That's by intzim. And the case that's dafka your children by nesuin. Now what we shall have? I mean, as Taisa says,
what's
your grandmother? Yeah, no. You're ma'anis the lady. Are you utter her grandchildren? You have Ma'anis Rachel, your mother and her grandchildren, or not. If someone's married to Rachel, also the grandchildren, you know that the grandchildren are not related to her. But if you know, that's what I said, maybe the opposite. Maybe if Ma'anis someone, you're also her grandchildren. And if you're Nesu or not, what would have me? As Taisa speaks out, the Havmin will be, Taisa speaks out, the Oinsim Yesh Lesser Yosef, given the Ovid Surah. Maybe this is the Isser, we would ask you. But Nesu, you didn't do Isser, and Lamaita is not related to you, that granddaughter. So maybe it'll be mutter. So that's Mar's kasha. Eipachana. So Mar Arayis She'er Ksuvuhu. It says in the pasuk Arayis She'er. Actually, in the pasuk of here it says Eres Isha Bitla Sigalas Basmanos Basbita Lezilgar Vezas She'era She'ara Heina. So it's also She'er there. She'er means related. She'er Ksuvuhu. Nesuin Ika She'er Ba'intiv Leka She'er Ba'intiv No She'er. Therefore, we say Ba'intiv is Mutter and Ba'nesuin it's Ba'intiv is Mutter. Ba'nesuin it is Aser. So the Mar Avayit. It said at the end of the Mishnah. Ruda Aser Ba'nusa Savur. Ruda said that someone is not allowed to marry his anus of his father. Even we just said anus is not really a relationship. So we the Talakam holds mutter anus of. Here it says also anus of Omar of Gidol Omar Rav. My time you what's makar v'udah. It says in the pasuk lo yigech ish ish of. You now marry the wife of your father. Lo yigala knaf aviv. Now megala the knaf aviv. What does that mean? So we darshin knaf shera aviv lo yigala. The knaf that ra aviv. With the left that saw the aviv lo yigala, which means even our anusa. That's what we're learning. Now how you know it's punkt anusa? My anusa. The chesim lude kra. The parasha right before this parasha it says v'nasa neisha sheichivim alavi narach mishum kesa talking about oinus and mafata the pasuk before. So therefore we know what's going on oinus. Then our rabbanu argue. Tells me who that's very good drasha. First of all, lo yigala knaf aviv. What does it mean? It's not eish aviv. It says eish aviv. So it makes sense. It means anusa, and it's right next to the parasha of anusa. Rabbanu says no. There's a hefsek. Rabbani, you have a samach like Narmis. Hashleim samach like it's not mamash samach because you have in between the pasuk of lo yigech ish ish aviv the lo samach. Then I'm telling you something else. The boy like Rav Anan. The one of Anan is Shmuel. V'shemeres yavam shavu kasev daver. Legal knaf aviv means the yavam that's waiting for your father. If the son is mezana with her, the halach is there's a lav of legal knaf aviv. My knaf aviv, knaf a royal aviv. And the Mishash speaks out in Daf Dalet that it says by Boyaz. The lashon knaf there, so you see knaf is lashon by yibum. Knaf real aviv, lo yigala. But typically, affecting Mara, typically, you know why the son is aser in the yavam? It's because his uncle's wife. His uncle's wife is a lav in Torah. Teirah shem doidasai. There's an istan in Torah of doidasai, the first apostle in Torah that's istan to marry your aunt. Some are lav of shem lavim, two lavim, lo yigala knaf aviv and doidasai. Affecting Mara, another problem. Teirah shem yavam l'shuk. There's also istan yavam l'shuk. And affecting Mara, lav of shem lavim, three lavim. After the father died, so there's no yibum anymore. So all we have over here is the isser of leigala knaf aviv and the isser of doidasai. Now, the Rosh Hashanah declares, let's say the father gave chalitza already. Is that cool? Is that, do you have a lav or not? Picked up lav chalitza. Why don't you say after chalitza? So he says that he's not sure there if you have the issa of like galak nafava, if you have the issa of this after lach, we don't have galak loy galak naf aviv after chalitza. That's why we're saying lach hamisa. So you don't have any more yivam l'shuk, but you do have loy galak naf aviv. Why more say after chalitza? So Dr. Shach, it could be you don't have loy galak naf aviv by chalitza because then you took off the zika. Masheka by mace, you can't do yivam anymore. But you never took off the zika, therefore it's possible to have loy galak naf aviv.